Welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. I call this program Name the Composer. I'll start with lesser-known works and slowly but surely drop hints that will help you identify him or her. The first song is in Hebrew, the second one in French. The baritone Gerard Souzet is accompanied by Dalton Baldwin. On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, you named the composer. I'll provide some hints that will become more helpful as the hour progresses. For now, all I'll say is that though this composer's life is both of the 19th and 20th century, the majority of the compositions are 20th century. Let's hear two short piano works by the mystery composer.
Thank you.
The two piano pieces written by our mystery composer were performed by Louis Lorty. And I should thank Dennis Moore for allowing me to raid his instrumental CD collection. Here are some more hints for you. This composer never married and, as far as we know, never had boyfriends or girlfriends. This composer wrote in many genres and styles. Operas, orchestra works, piano works, and most happily for this Singing and Other Sins that features art songs, plenty of those. We'll hear two of these beautiful songs. First, Soupir, or Sigh, in which the poet Mallarmé writes that his soul rises to the girl in the dappled autumn that lets in the sun. The second song is from a set best known in the orchestrated version, called The Enchanted Flute. The poet Klingsor tells of a servant who allows her master to sleep while she listens to the flute sound pouring in. Of course, it's played by her beloved, and each note seems to feel like a disembodied kiss.
Thank you.
Two songs by our mystery composer, performed by Catherine Robin, with André Laplante, piano, and Nora Schulman, flute. Are you any closer to recognizing this composer? Perhaps one of the works for orchestra will help. The orchestration ability of this composer is famous. It's his orchestra setting of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition that we most often hear.
Thank you.
Cleveland Orchestra was conducted by Pierre Boulez. On this episode of Singing and Other Sins, you name the composer, I provide hints. Since so many of the songs have been in French, you're right to believe that he was French, of mixed parentage. He was also a dandy. I've seen it written that he shunned vulgarity and demonstrations of passion. By the way, George Gershwin studied composition with him, as did Vaughan Williams. The next song may give away the game. From his Don Quixote songs, you heard Bernard Crousant with pianist Noël Lee in the prayer Chanson Épique. There's another set that this composer wrote called Chanson Madagasque, or Madagascar Songs. From that, we'll hear Il est doux, it is sweet to lie here and have the native girls serve me.
Je dirai ma chambre.
Jesse Norman sang Il est doux, It is sweet, with members of the ensemble Intercontemporain from our mystery composer's set Chanson Madagascar. Our mystery composer never visited Madagascar. He credited Edgar Allan Poe as an important teacher of composition because he learned from him that true art is a perfect balance between pure intellect and emotion. The next movement from one of his piano concertos may help you to name him. Mystery composer's best-known piano concerto, you heard Marta Argerich with the Berlin Philharmonic conducted by Claudio Abbado in the final movement, marked Presto. In 1920, France was about to honor this composer with the Legion of Honor, but he refused it, saying that if he agreed to the award, quote, it's acknowledging that the state or the prince has the right to judge you, unquote. By now, Many of you wonderful listeners have guessed the identity of this Singing in Other Sins mystery composer. But if not, this instrumental work will help. Thank you. Yes, even with that short selection from his bolero, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic, with Herbert von Karajan conducting, you know the name of the mystery composer is Maurice Ravel. By the way, did you know that Bolero was originally composed as a ballet score? Let's end this Singing and Other Sins program with Gerald Finley singing the two epigrams of Clément Marot with Julius Drake piano. Marot, spelled M-A-R-O-T, was a respected 16th century poet. That era inspired Ravel to write in a courtly manner. The first song, called Anne Who Threw Snow at Me, shows the poet burning with fire for Anne. The second song is Anne Playing the Spinet. The poet enjoys the sound of her playing and singing and basks in their beauty, hoping that she loves him a little.
Lorsque je vois en ordre la brunette, je n'embonpoint de la ligne des dieux, et que sa voix, ses doigts et l'épinette mènent un bruit doux et mélodieux. J'ai du plaisir et d'oreilles et d'yeux, et que les sales croient immortelles. Je deviens glorieux dès que je pense.
This has been the Guess the Composer edition of Singing in Other Sins. The composer was Maurice Ravel, and I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.